Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
My Maria.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. Let's head down to or over to Venice, Louisiana and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm here.
I hear you. What's Ian, whatever his name is, will go away. Ian.
Yeah. He's slowly getting across that state and going to hit the Atlantic and then head on into the Carolinas tomorrow.
Yep. Well, I've had enough of him already, or her, or whatever it is.
That northeast wind been pretty good over there coming off that storm or wrapping around that coastline.
30, 35 sustained.
Yeah, I believe it. We've been getting it over here, but nothing like that. But it was enough to mess every, you know, mess all the areas up I want to fish, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we just, everybody down here, oh, there's a few idiots. Tried to fish in it, but, you know, I mean, it's, you just have to suck it up and counsel. I mean, why would you want to bring your people down here in this knowing you have no place to fish? You can't hide from it. I mean, it's, on top of that, the river's probably got 4 footers in it, so.
Yeah, it, I watched that storm and, you know, I didn't, you know, nothing like when it's hitting you guys or, you know, our Texas Gulf Coast. I didn't spend a lot of time in front of the TV with it, but I kept tabs on it. It's cool to have radar on these smartphones. I mean, good radar where you can zoom in and, man, track that eye. And I just, boy, all that area that I'm very familiar with all that area that it hit. Going in there to, you know, through Boca, you know, from Fort Myers up around Boca Grand Pass and all into Charlotte Harbor and all that. That place has got to be leveled this morning.
Yeah, well, Brent Ballet's, his father-in-law and mother-in-law, they live in Cape Coral, so.
Oh, well, that's right next door. That's right there.
Right over top of their house.
Yeah, I mean, they were in the eye wall. That eye wall was huge.
Yeah, it was. So I haven't heard from them this morning, and I hadn't even looked on the TV. I was looking on my phone a little bit, but then I haven't seen what the damage looks like. I see a lot of pictures before, but they haven't shown anything after, because I don't imagine they got any phone service over there right now.
I don't think they do either, because a real dear and one of my best friends, his sister lives there, and she's not familiar with hurricanes, and her husband and. They stayed. They're in Punta Gorda. They stayed, and we hadn't heard from her. But I know some that that left, you know, experienced weathered Floridians that know.
Right.
when they tell you to get out, mandatory, leave, man.
Yep.
Load up what you got and get on out.
That problem with that, you had a long way to get away from this one.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what'd you do? Go north or go south, you know?
True.
And that's the same thing with Brent.
Well, that's like us here on the Texas coast when you got, well, do I go Do I go west to south Texas? Do I go to east Texas? What do I do? And, you know, it's guessing right.
Yeah.
But this storm here was so predictable. I mean, it was on track for a week, and they pretty much knew exactly where this was going to go in because of that front and high pressure over here. You know, it steered it right in there.
Yeah, y'all having some cool mornings over there, huh?
Yeah, it's been very pleasant.
Yeah. Other than that wind, I guess. Oh, it's here. It's been very pleasant here. And, just ready to get back on the water.
So, yes.
I mean, like everybody, you know, like they said, this thing was pretty predictable. And, I mean, I don't know of any lodge down here that didn't cancel everybody for the week. Through today. From Monday through today, everybody just canceled.
Right.
And, you know, but, you know, 4 days is a lot better than 30 to 45 days.
Oh, yeah. Y'all didn't need any more of this, man. Everybody was praying for Louisiana to just stay away forever. You know, y'all have had it tough.
Absolutely. So, in the water, have you seen a video that was posted off my boat last Sunday?
No.
I didn't get that to you. I had, as a matter of fact, I had Brent Ballet helping me on the big group I had in there. And I told him Sunday morning, I said, hey, they called up Keeper Saturday. They want to go catch them big ones. Man, I don't know. I said, well, I've heard a little rumor. I said, we just take a boat ride and go check. So we come out of Red Pass and just went west, running up that beach over there around Shell Island. He come on radio, he said, you seen all them pelicans? I said, yeah, I'm seeing them. They must have been 3,000 pelicans diving.
Wow.
We was up there to them, and I've never seen nothing like it. It had to be a mile of redfish.
Good Lord.
Probably, they was at least 200 yards wide and a mile long.
Amazing.
And I just slid in there, and I didn't think I was going to have any gel coat left on the bottom of my boat.
They ate the props off.
I had to pick my trolling motor back up.
Goodness.
And, because it was just, that old prop on the back of the boat, you'd hear it, ding, 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 ding.
Right.
And I had, four people on the boat, two couples, and the two girls had corks on. I said, ooh, we got to get them corks off. Don't y'all throw out there in the middle of this. The guys jumped up there and hooked up. And this went on for over 2 hours. I mean, me and Brent was just, when you got four on it every single time, all four of them in it. That's nasty. And having to net them and get the hooks out, it was crazy. And the biggest problem of it was most of them old big males was still squirting. And my boat was just, it'd make you want to throw up how gross my boat was before this was over. I didn't have time to stop washing down.
Right.
And matter of fact, I backed the drags off on the girls and they just swing about 6 foot of line over the side of the boat. Hold on. So I'll get that video to you.
Just drop it in the water, ladies.
Yeah, just drop it to the boat, and that's what they do.
That's it. That's all you do. You know, I've seen a lot of videos like that up and down our coast this year of big old mega schools. There was one at the Freeport Jetties floating around about a week ago that was pretty cool. I mean, redfish jumping out of the water. They pushed them mullet up against them rocks, and they went to work on them. It's probably a quarter acre of redfish. It was stupid. But I've been along the beachfront, you know.
Yeah. This was on the beach over at Shell Island. And, this was all pogies. They was on a ball of pogies. They had them pogies pushed up there. And, even the pogie plane, he had to fly over 2 or 3 times. And
How many bull reds get sucked up in pogie nets, you know?
Well, that pogie deal might get a little change now.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm
hearing.
That,
huh? You
I'm
saw that?
Some, yeah. Oh, when they left that net out there unattended, it was,
no,
it was
they
so full
unattended.
They couldn't get it up.
They cut the floats off of it and left.
Yeah,
900,000 pounds.
Yeah, and it was full of all those dead sport fish, game fish.
Everything in the world was in it.
Yeah, everything was in there. Just left it just a pile of dead stuff. That might make for some legislation right there.
It won't. There's too much money involved. They'll wash it right under the table like they do everything else.
Oh yeah.
You know, and the problem of it is, it's not even a U.S. owned company.
No.
This plant here, South Africa owned. So, but I don't think it was one of the boats out of this plant here at Empire. I think this boat was out of Alabama that comes over here.
Right.
So, but, you know, that was $60,000 net they cut loose and let go.
Man, oh, man. So,
well, who made that decision?
Somebody lost their job over that, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. But,
well, you know, for years, from Sabine Pass, you know, over towards us, our jetties, you know, people fishing the beach, man, all these big bull reds washing up on the beach and tarpon and sharks and everything. And that's what it was coming off of, was bycatch out in pokey nets.
Yeah. So, but I haven't seen anything.
Nobody wanted to point the finger to that. But.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything this year off of them. You know, they supposedly improved their way to get rid of that bycatch, but I don't know. I'm tired of politics. I tell you that.
Oh, who isn't?
You know, just like
everything's related to that.
I finally heard the whole spiel of that meeting we had last week down here, and they're going to do a 5-year survey now.
So they're going to do a 5-year survey, even though it's still going to hurt the resource in those 5 years by leaving the restrictions the way they are, the laws.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's too late in 5 years?
It's too late now.
It's like they're building freeways. They wait 10 years too long to start these projects. I mean, it's oh, man.
Yeah.
Well.
It's not too late here, but it needs to happen now.
No, but 5 years from now might be.
Absolutely. Because we can't afford to lose no more habitat, which we're losing. We're losing these 3 days, this wind blowing 30 miles an hour, I tell you that, out of the northeast.
Well, just out of experience and what I've seen here in Galveston Bay, habitat is everything.
Absolutely.
I mean, It's so environmental. I mean, when you start losing all your habitat, you lose your fish populations, bait. Well, first you bait and all that, which it's trickle down. And and it takes a toll on all species, everything. And then you add the other pressures in there of the predators, so to speak, whether they're, you know, dolphins, sharks, humans. I mean, and it takes its toll on the fishery. Big time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I can go back to that fishing you talk about. You know, I told you last Saturday, Friday, I had just one of the best days I've had in a long time. It was just crazy. Told the people Saturday morning, I said, look, y'all saw what I'd done yesterday, and I said, we're going to have to be patient because it's all about this tide. You know, we want a big incoming tide in the mornings, and, you know, till it turns around, and don't make a difference you're in the river or not. It's still the tide's going to affect what them fish do.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's go back to the school there. As I'm telling you now, you're going to be disappointed. Come on, Cap. Let's go on and try. I said, all right. I said, I'm going to go over there. I said, we ain't going to catch nothing.
Yeah, don't listen to you. You don't know.
No, I said, I'm telling you now, you ain't going to get a bite. I'll go back over there. Little gut and pull up on it and catch a hard head every now and then or a gaff top. Never caught redfish. I said, told you, tide ain't right. I said, we're still on the incoming we're sitting on top of an incoming that's going to last for about two more hours. I said, show me what you're talking about. So I pushed the machine. I said, all right, high tide's at 10:05 at 1.3, and it's like 8:45 right now, and we're at 1.3 already. So we've done hit it, and it ain't going to move. And I said, it's going to take till probably 1 o'clock before that water starts moving. And I can't believe this like that. These fish are so thick here. I said, yeah, they're thick here right now. Look, they're sitting on the bottom down there.
They're not biting.
That's
exactly right.
And that's how it is. I mean, you got to play that tag. And it's,
if you're going to book a tag, always listen to your captain. Exactly. Don't second guess him. If you're going to second guess him, book somebody else.
Yep. And I tell everybody, you know, especially new people that haven't done much saltwater fishing, I said there's two things about saltwater fishing, current and bait.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got it, you ain't going to catch them. I said you get lucky and stumble across one dummy, but I said when that light switch comes on, it comes on.
It does. All right, Mike.
And when it goes off, it goes off.
The brake lights come on. I got to roll, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you this fall, how do they get a hold of you?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right,
I'll get that
buddy.
Video to you.
Yeah, send that to me. I'd like to see that, brother.
All right.
Take care.
Later.
Thank you, Mike. All right. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. You know, Danco Sports Incorporated, they're an industry-leading manufacturer of pliers, knives, and accessories for anglers worldwide. Danco is committed to providing affordable, high-quality products to the fishing community with over 400 plier and knife options to choose from. Check out their Premio pliers. These are the ones I use. They come in a nice leather sheath, and no boat should be without a couple of pair of them. I'm telling you, they were really fine. I like them. They're solid machined. They have a integrated jaw and crimper, a titanium bolt cutter, or cobalt cutter, which I like. It has a lifetime warranty. It's super sharp, especially for cutting braided line. And no boat should be without a couple of pair of Danco knives that come in a variety of sizes with a full tang 4116 German stainless steel blade on it. And Danco knives, another thing I like, I like them better than the Bubba blade at half the price. With a dual molded grip for superior control while you're filleting your catch out. That's Danco Sports Incorporated. Do it with Danco.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Thursday morning, let's head down to G-Town, Tiki Island, Texas. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg. Check his pulse this morning. Little Red, you got a pulse?
What's up, Big Daddy?
Hey, yeah, man, what's going on?
Man, I don't know why Charlie ain't got no water. I'm just have to lift this boat up right here.
I know. We've been getting some tides. Isn't that strange? I mean, they're not that far as a crow flies.
Nah, it's already gone down, but it was at the top of my pier.
Well, you're sitting on a low right now. When's our high this morning? It's going to be at the Galveston Channel. It'll be 508. That should be here shortly, a 1.6.
So we're on low tide now?
Well, we were. The low tide last night was at right after midnight, 1242. It was
all right,
1.4.
I see where we're at. So, man, it's just to get high.
Yeah.
It's just to get high. Well, cool.
Yes, sir.
I don't care. High, low, it don't matter.
Everybody's getting high.
Yeah, everybody's getting high. Man, it's nice. Cool out here this morning.
Isn't it nice this morning? I like it.
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to swim outside today.
I'm ready for long sleeve t-shirts and windbreakers, like cool boat ride in the mornings.
Dave and I were talking about that. We left the pass this many years ago. And man, it's cold. Man, I had a slicker on, I had shorts on, man, I had a long sleeve shirt and slicker. I never get the water temperature of 67. And I told David, I said, man,
67?
I don't know about this dude. 67. You know, now we're setting at the KOA camp, so we go anyway. We're already there. And it's beautiful. We had a little northeast wind that morning. It got dead calm and nothing. But the water temperature out there, surface, ended up being about 75 was the surface temperature.
Yep.
Like, man, we're sitting there, nothing. See the old mackerel every now and then. And there's a shrimp boat steaming by in front of us, offshore of us. He's just steaming, though. He's not shrimping. We're just sitting there doing nothing. Hey, man, any shrimp boat come by? And I'm looking out through there. I told Davis, man, I don't look like his boat weight. And, dude, when that shrimp boat steamed through there, as far as you can see, was tarpon coming up in his wash. And
he woke up noon, the dead.
From noon till 5 o'clock, it got ugly. We just posted up right there. I think we hooked 5.
Right.
First time they come through us, and then it was, I wouldn't have gave you a plug nickel that day for catching up. It was cold.
I think I remember that. You talking
about.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
So.
Well, times have changed.
Yes, they have, brother. Yes, they have. So, having that little wind coming up. And, it's rough. Look at the 60-mile buoy. It got a pretty good swell from that storm.
Yeah.
Man, actually, it's blowing offshore, though. It was like, man, 15 gusts into 20. It was like 7.8 foot, like 8 or 9 seconds. It's getting it pretty good.
Wow.
So, we'll see. But a lot of fish, man. It's been a good year.
I heard y'all had a pretty good little run last week.
Well, I mean, you know, September's one of the best months, but usually you don't get no windows like that. You get one day or 2 days, and you get an east wind at 15 knots, but I mean, you get them runs 7, 8, 9 days at a time. If you are a tarpon fisherman, it's classy. Larry, he fishes me with the boy owns Kelly Wiggers. He says, man, is that guy a tarpon fisherman? I said, he is today.
He is today.
Right now, he is today.
Hey, everybody came out of the woodwork, didn't
they? Dude, it's, you know.
You said you
I
saw some
what,
flat bottoms out there?
Dude, I seen everything. I saw some guys come by me in one of them little walk-through windshield things like you see on the lakes.
Right.
But it was like a small one, man, like a 15-footer.
Goodness.
I'm like, man, we got to move. But. You know, hats off to Caleb and them. Them boys, they jumped, you know.
I think they went 18 for 35 on Sunday.
They jumped 35 and caught 18. And I tell you, I know one other catch that was better. Not trying to beat Johnny two-upper, but Dave and Danny Warriors jumped 36. But I don't care, like I told you yesterday, if you got horns coming out of your head, my hat's off to you, jump 35 fish. But it's kind of like trout fishing, man. It's Mike Williams, he'll appreciate all this stuff. The fish that we were on Sunday, I don't think it was a 35 fish day, but a 20 fish day for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But you can't do it with boats. And they're, you know, the boats landed on the school. What was a huge school. And we got hung up too. We hooked a fish like the first 2 seconds we were there, about a buck 50. And Larry was hung up for a while. So it took us, you know, like an hour and 10 minutes to catch up. Yeah, so we're out of game when it's going off. But when you can find something like that and there's no boats and those fish are relaxed, it ain't no different trout fishing, Mickey. I mean, you and I are sitting on deep reef and there's 9 million slicks and it's just me and you. We get to put a herd on.
Yeah.
15 boats driving around there and towing around and plowing in and out of there. You can just cut it for sure in half, probably
sure.
More.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So I left the wad of fish, and I went way south, and I worked fish the whole way. Little schools of fish, and they're not biting. You know, when you get them fish hopping around, you know, you can get a bite, but it's not the best.
Right.
So Monday, I go down there where they fish. And what I saw, if you would have been there the day that those fish were all together and just finning, I 100% how you jump 35. You better buy you some more lures.
Yeah,
same
Caleb
deal.
Texted me and sent me some pictures and he in a video. And he at 2 o'clock, he was already heading in because he had done melted his trolling motor down. I mean, they just drove out of him. He said he was.
No,
I'd
got
cast.
Me a paddle. I never drove out nothing like that because it was going to happen again.
They were black and blue. They had fought so many fish.
I don't care. I stayed there until the sun went down. He wouldn't even thought about it because I don't care how old he is. That'll never happen to him again. He'll never drive off that. I don't care if I can paddle that boat myself. Because that day, I come through the jetties that night. I took a picture of the sun going down. I was still like 9 miles from the jetties. It was drop dead gorgeous.
It was.
But,
it was slick as a baby's bottom.
But Monday, there was probably 12 fish out of 12 fish, 12 boats on that school of fish.
Yeah.
And you're not going to catch them. Everything was moving. Everything,
right.
Not fast, but everything was moving. You couldn't work them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got windy with that front, but there were so many fish. We finally hit a little old school that we saw in there that were just finning, that weren't moving. I mean, for no reason. They feel the presence of all of that.
Right.
I think they do. And they ain't been a boat. You heard a boat cranking an hour, and you look down the road there, and there's a pile of fish just jumps up on top, takes off for no reason. They just feel that presence, I think.
Right. Well, they get wise to it real quick. Them
tarpon
yeah,
don't
are
take
fickle
long.
Fish anyway.
You know, it's you can't, you know, it's. I want everybody to go catch them. I hope everybody catches 100 of them, but you can't. You put all them boats on top of them, you're not gonna have a day like that.
That's the same thing when, you know, back when we'd have all them millions of schools of redfish in Trinity Bay on the surface, you get 1 or 2 days of that just a free-for-all. You could leave your motor running and catch them. They're so thick and many of them. And then after the boat pressure, you know, more boats keep coming in. It busts them all up, and they just quit biting. They just
go away.
Same
man.
Thing. Even with those nasty old piranha redfish, you know.
Yeah, it's no different. But, you know, by and large, everything's cool, man. We've had some really, really nice weather.
I know. That was a heck of a window.
That front got us. I ran a long way this Monday. And I kind of had me a setup. Well, first I wanted to see what was really there. I went and checked on some stuff where we were fishing.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't give it much time, and we didn't see no fish, and the bait wasn't in there. Sunday, all them fish come out of the bait. Man, I'd like to have been there about an hour earlier. Dude, they were posted up in there, and there was millions of them.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they all kicked out, but they didn't go nowhere. But when they kicked out, here come all the boats, and then you know, everywhere
right.
You look was silver with somebody running them, hopping out of the water.
Yeah.
but you know what I was saying. But anyway, it was, you know, they were not calm. They got to going. But they don't bite all the time. And then Friday, we found a lot of fish Friday. And what happened up there is it got windy. It come up out of east pretty hard, white capping, maybe, 12, 14, 15 knots. And
right.
And you just couldn't see that. And the fish are all schooled. There's no fish, a big line of fish feeding in some bait or nothing. You go by a school of 500 tarpon to the outside and you miss them, you're not going to get a bite. That's
right.
How everything is. And that massive spook that what Caleb and them had, oh, so many of them in one spot, you're going to drag over the top of them.
Right.
No question about it. So I haven't seen them this year. Everything this year has been schooled up. You don't very seldom, find the bait. And you look down there, and there's a fish. You look right off the bow, there's a fish. Where you can troach and cast and drag. If you don't go across the school, you don't get them. But when you put your baits in them, they're biting everything. You guys got, something hopping off the end of it. So,
right.
It's cool, but it's not. You gotta get on them, man.
Yeah.
Troll around into oblivion and not get no bite if you don't drag over the top of them.
Yeah, it's like anything else. If you ain't in them, you ain't going to catch them.
If you ain't in them, you ain't going to catch them, buddy.
That's exactly right. Well, maybe we can get us another window. Y'all can get another good run on them, man. That's so impressive.
Jeremy and I were talking about that last night. there's been a lot of fish, a lot of play. I mean, it really has. I mean, I fished a lot of different places this year. I fished a long ways from home and close to home. Been a lot of fish everywhere.
Right.
Do you always catch them? No, I don't. Do some people claim they do? But, you put your eyes on them most days. You can put your eyes on them.
Sure.
Man, Mickey, I've been jacking with that lithium deal. I done figured this lithium battery thing out. I'm fighting it right now. It's a good system. All that lithium stuff is all real cool. But here's what I'm learning. If everything you got isn't correct, it's not no good.
Right.
Because you got too many variables. Because everything runs through your cranking battery or your house battery. Even the AC 12-volt charger runs through there to a converter that's taking that 12 volts some kind of way. I ain't smart enough to know this. Turning it into 36 volts.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any glitch in that system at all, that's why the system on the little whaler, the little outrage I got, the banana boat.
Yeah.
Because everything was brand new because he built the boat. Everything's new. Well, on the 25, some was new. Most of it was new. Some was old. If all them batteries and all that stuff isn't correct, it's fickle. When it's good, it's good. I think we finally figured some stuff out last night because it's cost me some fish dealing with that. And,
before I have to go to break, let me ask you, how's those 160-pound thrust Chinese trolling motors holding up?
Dude, when the batteries are good, it's big time. Oh,
okay.
No, Mickey, they hold, no, as long as holding up, as far as just lasting, I don't see no issue. I mean, Jeremy's had one longer than any of us. Now, the brackets do – hey, Culpepper. Monday, he's throwing at some fish trolling, so he's got his rod out there, and then his trolling motor, the bracket breaks at 160, and he said it's going all down the side of the boat, so he's got a trolling motor in one hand, cast rod in the other hand, hanging that trolling motor is eating the side of his old boat up because the bracket broke. Now, we've had two brackets broke. Now, Jeremy and I broke a bracket. That was Labor Day Monday.
Yeah.
We broke a bracket that cost us about 20 fish, and then Culpepper broke one. So Jeremy's ordered us. I think we got two or three brackets that he's ordered,
Oh, man.
But that's been the only issue, Mickey. As far as running and going, nah, ain't no problem there.
All right. Well, y'all are testing them. We'll see.
we are testing them.
It is made in China.
What ain't, dude?
I'm telling you. All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to give you a call, how do they get a hold of you, plug?
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right. Hoping for a window.
All
right, man. Later.
See you later, man.
Later. All right, that's Captain James Flog down in Tiki Island. I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait, look no farther than Boyd's. You know, from their their live well and their live tank to your live well, you can't get any better bait than that. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store, all the different size bottles, all their regulators, diffusers. You can actually have your bottles refilled there. And if you need more info on it, 281-701-8107. Just give Jason a call and he'll help you out with it. And wild-caught guff shrimp, table shrimp, all that, no, nothing better than Boyd's. Availability and price is always good. And check out their Cajun Grill. Very good food there, too. Call them at 409-945-4001 or go to boydsonestop.com. When you go by and see the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Yeah, that's my old girlfriend. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment already. Let's run back down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. What's up, man?
What's up, Stud? What you doing?
What's happening? Oh, man, just watching hurricane footage and talking about fishing and life's good. Hey, man.
Man.
It is what
it's
it
crazy.
Is.
It is, brother. It's crazy what's going on. I've been up maybe for like 10, 15 minutes scrolling through Facebook, man, and just, golly, my heart's going out to all those guys up in Florida, man. It's a nasty deal.
Man, I'm sitting here on Google Earth looking at all the places I fished over there. You know, all that Sanibel Island and Pine Island and, you know, all that, you know, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, Boca Grande, you know, just Captain.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, that was dead center, you know. Well, and Fort Myers is right next to there, Fort Myers Beach. I mean, all that just got dead centered. Cape Coral. It's, man, I just can't even imagine. I remember what it looked like in 2005 after Charlie. And, you know, the year I went after a year after Charlie had gone through there. And it was just, it was unrecognizable from what you had seen before. And there's no telling with this storm. It's sad.
It is a sad deal, man. It is a sad deal.
Just kind of like our friends over in Louisiana, what they went through the last few years. You know what happened over there? I mean, it just
it was like, man, last year, the year before, what was it? I mean, it was like storm after storm. They'd get just about enough time to recoup.
What, Jeff Code have to evacuate Venice like 6 or 7 times? I mean, in
dude,
one
that's
year,
crazy,
that's nuts.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. We got very blessed. We were very blessed, and golly, it's just weird.
Well, it ain't over yet.
Yeah, oh, I
it's
know.
It's not over yet. It's not over till it's over. Yogi says.
Oh gosh, yeah, that would be a not fun deal, man. But prayers going out to those guys. Shoot, I've been off the water this week for the most part.
Me too. Just, I had a northeast wind and just, you know.
Dude, it's been nasty.
Time out and kept my grandson for a couple of days. Just had fun hanging out at the house, playing with him.
Man, that's awesome.
I learned one thing. That's why you have children when you're young.
Did you need a nap after he left or what?
There wasn't no taking no naps with him. There's no spare time. I mean, buddy, it's high speed, low drag from the time he gets up till he goes to bed. It was fun though. I had to come back to work to recover.
Oh my gosh. You know that's bad. You're like, man, get me out the door so I can I can relax a little bit.
It was fun though. He's something else. Nothing like grandkids. You'll find out one day.
Yeah. Man, we'll see.
I can't wait to start taking him hunting and fishing, you know, when he gets a little older.
How old is he?
3.
Oh, but he's right there,
he's
buddy.
He's a very intelligent 3. I mean, smart. You show him one time how to do something. He loves working on stuff and helping you.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a sponge.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, shoot, I know last 2 days, my guys have been out on the water. We've been doing a lot of work, landscape work.
Yeah, I saw a video of, I forget who it was, Sugar Shane or one of them.
Or Chris. Yeah,
oh,
both
it was
of
Chris,
them.
Yeah. I saw it.
Dude.
They were catching them. It was rough, though, man.
Rough, man. I'm talking rough. I mean, when you could see in the video, usually we're like, hey guys, it's rough out here, we're hooked up, you know, but like when you could see in the video, because the videos don't do it justice.
Exactly.
It's rough, buddy. Those guys were sitting in 4 or 5 footers yesterday whacking fish, you know, just crazy rough. But, you know, the fish are hungry, they're feeding, and I think next week, shoot, I got a 12-hour trip on Tuesday and a 12-hour trip on Thursday, and as of right now, the projected forecast is showing Monday, like, 1 footers, so I think that's as far as I could really see, you know, so
yeah, we got another window. We got another window coming up next week. That's what Block's saying anyway. They can get another run on them tarpon. They have been spanking them.
Really?
Yes.
I need to go and hang out with old Block one of these days when he's doing some tarpon chasing.
Man, from Galveston all the way down the coast, it's been a free-for-all, especially this past week with all those slick days like that. It was just unbelievable.
Man, that's crazy cool. I got to do that.
Yeah.
I just got to do that.
It's a cool fish to catch, man. And I know a young man that used to work with us up, you know, my way. You know, he quit guiding when all the disasters hit and got him a real job, which he's thankful for now. But he still fishes a lot. And him and his buddy, they jumped 35 tarpon and boated 18 of them. Sunday.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And
35
I know a lot of – there were other boats at 25 and 30 fish a day. It's pretty
crazy. You got to be joking.
No, not a bit.
That makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong.
You do that, you'll sleep good that night, I promise you.
Boy, you ain't kidding. Oh, my gosh, man. That's just a whole nother world. That's just a whole nother world to me. I would love to I'd love to get out and experience that right there close to my fishing ground.
It's addicting. Wow. It'll get in your blood. It'll ruin you just like trout fishing or anything else. It'll grab you.
Maybe I don't need to try it.
Yeah, it's just one more thing you can add to your, you know, your whole chain of how you fish, you know, offshore and inshore, and then you add that in there. It's a blast though. September's a month, man. Mid to late September. That's
really.
Those fish are what Mike Williams calls hurricane mode. They were snapping, baby.
Daggum. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to hook one of those. I get excited when I hook a 3.5-foot ladyfish at the jetty that they get the tarpon.
Yeah. Wait till you get about a 150, 180 on there.
Oh, dude.
Tail walking and gills rattling like a rattlesnake and jumping and just, oh, man, cartwheel.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That would be life-changing.
It's fun.
Yeah, buddy.
Poor man's billfish.
Yeah, I hope to be getting into doing a little bit more. I want to do some wintertime sword fishing this year, man. I really do. I've got the trips coming up for it. Shoot, I might even, if it's flat, I might even talk my folks into it on Tuesday or Thursday on my next 12-hour trips and see if we can go try it. I say that, but then I talk to Jeff, you know, and Jeff catch a freaking fish in a puddle outside, and last trip he went, he said it was a super grind for the sorties. So I don't know, but man, I'd love to go and give it a shot.
Yeah,
I'd love to go give it a shot.
Sword fishing, it can be good and it can be bad. Mostly slow. It's like watching paint dry, but when you get the bite, it's on. Everybody gets excited.
Yeah, it's worth the wait once you get it.
You just
got to get it.
And there's a lot of technical stuff involved, you know, fishing that deep and with all that weight and, you know, the baits and, you know, I had a friend that he did that a lot back in the day, and he used to describe to me how interesting it was. But you got to commit to it. You know, it's like anything else. It's just slower.
Yeah. You have to, man. You can fish like, you can drift over a spot quarter mile, go up, drift another quarter mile, and nothing. And then you get to one spot, it's like every time you drop there, you know, you're in the honey hole. And it can make the day real quick. But it is technical, you know. You've got a lot of different things going on. One weight drops first, then you drop your bowling ball weight, and one unhooks, and if it doesn't unhook down there, then you're, you know, it's a weird deal. You got a green flashing light, a pink flashing light, white light. It's got to be a certain, you know, a certain way on the leader and all this. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's a lot. And then you got boys like Blake Rogers that go out there with a daggum sausage on a stick and catch 15 swordfish in a day. And he's like, Sharky, you're overthinking it, dude. You just got to drop a bait down there and then you're going to catch a swordfish. I'm like, golly.
Now,
I just need some of that fishing skill and a little bit of luck to wear off on me, and we'll be good there.
Well, when you're good and you're lucky, you're blessed. It all comes together. That's you do no wrong.
That's it. Well,
fall fishing's upon us, and won't be long till flounder will be the big subject down in your neck of the woods.
It's coming, man, especially with this cooler weather.
I'm already seeing some really nice flounder being caught right now, and it ain't even got going yet. It's just, wade fishermen are catching them on the flats where they're trout fishing, catching some pretty decent ones, some females, and not to mention, once all the funneling starts and they start stacking up in your area down there, it's going to be a free-for-all, and then here we go. They shut it down.
Yeah, right when they start.
No fishing, no gigging.
Yeah. Man,
I'm seeing a lot of gigging going on. I mean, there's
everybody's gigging.
They're nuking on these flats.
Everybody's gigging, man. We stuck a big old flatty on the tip of the South Jetty on my last trip there, which is kind of unusual. That's really, but it is kind of weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the tip, like, I'm talking about.
Way out on the end, yeah.
Yeah. It was a weird deal, but it was a stud flounder. It wasn't no punk. It was a big flounder. And, I guess they're moving. They're moving in,
They're in or out. Something going on.
Or out. Yeah, something's moving.
Or maybe it was just a resident jetty flounder. Never leaves.
Golly, with all those dolphins out there, that'd be a crappy spot to choose your residency.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Man, that's cool this time of year. You always see them in the harbor playing football with the flounder. It's crazy.
At the prime time of the year when the dolphins are everywhere, wonder how many dolphin in the Galveston Bay complex we have. 1,000, 1,500, 2,000?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be a cool, I don't know how you do it, but it would be a cool number to find out. They're everywhere.
They are. There's a bunch of them way up my way. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah, you see them working the
Yeah, and you
marsh,
see the old
the
sows, the mamas, and they got their little babies with them, rolling with them and stuff. They're all over the place, man.
Yeah, that's a cool deal. It's cool until they push out your fish.
Yeah, or push them to you.
Yeah. I guess it could work in your favor, huh?
Yep. Well, they eat a lot of fish, whether it's trout or what reds or whatever they're feeding on, flounder. They eat a lot of mullet.
It's almost a good sign. Sometimes, when we see the dolphins at the jetties, my customers are like, oh, dang, the dolphins. I'm like, man, they're chasing the fish. I mean, they're chasing a big school
that's
of fish.
That's right. There's fish here for porpoise.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Or at least bait and a lot of it.
Right.
All
right, Sharky. Well, hey, buddy, I got to run. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you guys, give them some info.
Dang, come on with it. Let's go catch some fish. We're ready for it. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there online. And then definitely hop on our website, Monsta Fishing, MONSTAFISHIN.com. Check out our all new shirts that we just dropped. They are sweet. And you got to wear the clothes to catch a fish. That's all I'm saying. Hop on our website. Check it out. Have a blessed one, Mickey.
Hey, you too, Sharky. Have a good day. Thanks for taking my call. See you, buddy.
No problem, brother. We'll talk to you on Saturday, bud.
All right, man. Later.
See you, man.
All right, that's Sharky Marquez in G-Town. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.